Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's a discussion of the latest entertainment news and celebrity gossip that go beyond the headlines. Welcome to Daily Pop, the podcast edition.
Happy Friday and welcome to Daily Pop. I am Justin, and say hello to the Whole Foods twins, Morgan Stewart and Tanya Redd. Yes, yes. We have a lot of to talk about today. Like Taylor Swift and Joel Alwyn, he seems to be okay with being less famous than her. Would you be? Then Channing Tatum and Jessie J break up. Are we surprised by this? Plus, Emma Watson has been MIA from the Little Women press tour. If you were her co-star, would you be pissed? Also, we have a hypnotherapist joining us live today to show us how to let go of all the stress from 2019.
Thank God.
Morgan needs it today. And our Daily Pop Holiday Gift Guide rolls on. And today, it's all about those friends, okay? But first, it's taken a few years, but Taylor Swift's man, Joel Alwyn, has finally come clean about his relationship with Tay-Tay.
It's about time.
Time. Wow. He tells the Sunday Times he has no issues with her writing songs about him. He actually finds it flattering. I bet you he's getting 10%. He also says he ignores what the tabloids write about him. It sounds like it would be tough when you date the most famous woman in the world. But do you think it's harder in relationships when one person is more famous in a celebrity cup?
I think when your intentions are like Joe's and you Joel's.
Joel.
It's been a long week. I feel like it works because he doesn't want to share the spotlight with her. He just wants to support her and be in a relationship with her behind the scenes. Like, I don't think he's competing. It's not like they're starting off at the same time in the same time in their career and then one person sort of superseding the other.
And yes. I also think they're in different careers, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like she's like sing. I mean, now she's in Cats, but like she's more of a singer, entertainer. He's more of an artist and like
totally
really is big on his craft.
Yeah.
You know?
I also think when you walk into a relationship with somebody who's already uber famous, they've already went through that transition where they went from C-list to B-list and then from B-list to A-list.
To triple A-list.
Yes. I think it gets hard in the sense like Anna Faris and Chris Pratt. I think when they met, Chris Pratt was like a C-list.
Finding his way.
You know, finding his way.
Totally.
And I think a lot of times, and I don't know if this is true for Chris Pratt, but a lot of times when you look at your man and he starts to transition into that next level, they start getting addicted to that validation and addicted to that.
Well, it just also changes the dynamic of your relationship because you're kind of dating like a regular person. And then all of a sudden you're like, wait, I'm with this superstar. And he's like, I'm watching him adjust to this. And it's not kind of the same dynamic that we had when you weren't as successful, and it makes things tricky, I think.
Do you know who I always bring it back to?
Who?
The Jonas Brothers.
Why? We know. I was like, who is it gonna be? Let's take a guess.
No, so like look at Danny and Kevin Jonas,
right?
Kevin Jonas, humongous star, and Danny, in her own right, businesswoman doing her own thing, but like there's a difference in their fame.
Yeah.
And but now he's skyrocketing again. Jonas Brothers are back, baby, back in a big way.
They are back in a big way.
Yeah,
she's gone to all the shows.
Right?
Yeah,
but she jumped on that wagon when he was at the height
of it. But she doesn't want to be famous.
Correct.
Like, that is what
correct.
I'm saying about Joe. Like, he's not trying to compete with a Taylor Swift. The only people that I think are really on the same level are, and I mean, depending on how you look at it, is Jay-Z and Beyonce. When you're two massively mega, huge superstars, does it really were.
I think it worked.
Like, you have to either be completely the same, or one person has to be like, you walk down that red carpet.
Right. Yeah. Like a big gap.
Not like
none.
Yeah, not like, oh, I'm so upset I'm not getting into movies. Like, Joe is Taylor's person. He loves her for the person that we don't get to see every single day.
No, for sure. But the problem is, I find when the women are the bigger stars in a relationship, sometimes you kind of sort of have to dim your light a little bit, and you don't even, like, realize it. You know what I mean?
Preach it! It's so true.
To deal with the man's ego sometimes, even though we don't come out and say it, women sometimes have to dim it. I feel like Beyonce goes on that run with her man because she loves him and she wants to be out there with him. She wants to make this cash with him. But I feel like if she was like, by the way, I would love to just go on a, like, a brisk walk with Nicki, you know, for the next tour, I think he would be a little upset about it.
Yeah, I think that she make, well, that's, I think that's good balance because she's making sure that he feels involved and included. It's a very tricky dynamic when you, when one person is more successful. I think, and it's also more tricky if the woman is more successful.
Yeah, it's so true. I mean, it's
no matter what, no matter
guy
how.
Says, I love a powerful woman. And then they start dating one
and they're like, I can't hang out.
I need to step up to the plate, huh?
Yeah, like, or yeah, I need to leave. I feel like men can't. If they don't feel like, or they step out because they're like, this girl makes me feel more important than you do. And it's not even necessarily.
Yeah.
Yeah.
hit a nerve.
I was like, how much time do we have?
Let me ask you this question, though. Because if you look at Scarlett Johansson in the past, has talked about past relationships where she's been in a relationship with a famous man who kind of sort of wanted her a dimmer light. And when she started getting more famous, and Lady Gaga said the same thing, do you think that that's why Blake Lively went left in her career and wanted to be the Martha Stewart and wanted to go into lifestyle?
Pen drop? I don't think that's what it was. I think she always wanted to be a mom, and she finally met the man that was going to give that to her, and I think that that was more important.
Tanya, follow me down this road.
I am shooketh to my core.
But don't you think it's...
You don't think she stopped acting because of Ryan?
I think that she was like, listen,
I'm not standing
you
for
need
this.
To be that guy, and I'm going to support you. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to pick a separate lane because I want to save our love and our marriage.
Or maybe she was at a point in her life where she felt like that was what she naturally wanted to do, and she wanted to make babies, and that was just more conducive to the lifestyle she wanted to lead at that point.
Bitch, you can have babies and be on TV.
But you can do it all, but maybe she didn't want to do it all. Maybe she wanted to focus on babies. And she did come back and make that movie with that woman. That Anna Kendrick woman.
Yes.
What was that movie where she wore the lube to every scene.
It was so good.
It was a simple favor. She came back and did a simple
that
favor.
That movie never had its time, by the way.
It was such a good movie.
It was so good. Nobody talked about it.
I know.
It's a good movie to watch at home.
It's heartbreaking that there's some shocking turns.
She's well-dressed.
But back to Joe Alwyn, I just also need him to, like, talk a little bit more about Taylor.
Mm-mm. I got enough of him.
Don't you think it's also that's why they're working?
No.
It's because he's not talking.
Yeah, I think that's why.
It's annoying. I need more insight into their information.
No. What I need some insight on is this Channing Tatum and Jessie J breakup because I am heartbroken. We have just learned that the couple has split after being together for just over a year. I thought this was gonna work because they kept it on the low for so long. They got to know each other outside of the celebrity. They, like, finally had come out. She was helping him through this hard time. Mm-hmm. What did you guys think happened here? And are you guys upset as I am?
I'm definitely shocked by the split.
You are?
I am.
Let me tell
shocked.
You why I'm not and why you won't be.
Okay, you go first.
He's a Taurus. She's an Aries.
Oh, forget.
Forget it. Done. They were doomed from the beginning. I literally looked it up. Like, I was like, there's no way they're going to last.
And can I tell you, I've been trying to let my guard down a little bit more with the sign stuff because I don't want to just isolate people and be like, well, you're not the right sign. I don't even want to sit down with you. I know. It's getting real mayonnaise-y.
The Whole Foods twins are coming through today.
A lot of rye bread came out and a lot of mayonnaise. But it is true. But Taurus in general are very specific.
Very specific.
Hard to be with.
Yes.
But they
mesh well with certain signs.
Yes, but I married one and then, well, here we are. So so don't be a Gemini and marry a Taurus. So I see how that would work, but I do feel like now, do you feel like he's like, oh, Jenna and I split up, I moved on, she moved on, but now, like, I haven't really moved on, and now my relationship's over, and now my ex-wife has, like, really moved on because she's having someone else's baby. Like, do you think he's upset?
Well, let me just let you know this. This week on Bear Grylls' show, he kind of opened up a bit and got vulnerable, and we almost got something close to that. You take a look.
You've been through all the family stuff over the last year.
Yeah.
How have you dealt with that?
Like, I never in a million years thought that I would be a single dad now.
How long were you married?
9 years.
Yeah, so Everly is what, 6 now?
Yeah, just turned.
It's a different dynamic when you have a daughter.
Yeah. It's scary, to be completely honest. You know, I thought it was all just going to be play and wrestle and let's like paint our faces and howl at the moon and do just craziness. And then you realize very quickly that you have to show her boundaries, rules, and that it's fun. It's fun to do things inside of a structure.
There's something about being in the wild that makes people really open up. I swear to you, I stayed at a Radisson one time, and I got so emotional. It
was wild.
That's what happens when I go to Coachella.
That's for other reasons. That's because you're ingesting things that make you emotional, okay? Trust me, we're all there. You see the girl you hate, and you're like, I've always loved you.
I love you so much.
I'm like, pick your eye up off the ground.
Yeah. I just compared the woods to Coachella.
Yeah, well, he said the Radisson. I was like, even I know the difference, so tweet hate him. Thank you.
But are you surprised?
Bear Grylls is hot.
Why did he get so hot?
Yeah.
It's because there's no one else around. Yeah. That's why you think he's hot.
Well, been there, done that anyway.
Are you surprised that Channing Tatum got this personal?
No, I think it totally lends to the theme of what he was doing. I think you're very valid in saying when you're outdoors, it's just the two of you and one camera guy and you're kind of in nature, you feel at peace and sort of one with yourself and you kind of just go there.
Yeah. I have this like perception of Channing Tatum and I could totally be wrong, but I see him as like this teddy bear man that just like is just this sweet little innocent butterfly. And like, I just want him to be happy. I don't know. I just have this like love, this something in my heart for him.
I think he's a nice guy. You don't think he's a nice guy?
I think he's a nice guy. I think he's a teddy bear. I've seen Magic Mike. Like, I've seen that man move. There's nothing soft about that man at all. I don't know this soft man. I do not know this soft man.
I don't know this man.
Sorry to this man.
This has been our theme all week. I think it was the right time for him to open up. But I am sad that he's single because I'm sure there's a part of him that's like,
yeah.
Oh, we're here again? I don't want to be single.
100%. Oh, what's wrong with being single?
Nothing. By the way, I'm loving it. But I'm just saying for him, he got into a relationship. He was in one for a year. He got divorced and shortly got together with Jesse J.
I know. So maybe he needs this time.
Maybe he does.
I think he does need this time.
But also, I wonder why they broke up. I feel like she's really cool. I've spoken three words to her and she's
cool.
She's a cool girl.
I'm pretty sure we are going to find out. But I am happy that he is present and here. But speaking of not present, the Little Women press tour is in full swing, and one person who is MIA is Emma Watson. Some are speculating that since she's been heavily promoting the film on Instagram, that she may not feel the need to do any additional press. Others think that since she's one of the bigger names in the film, she might be laying low to let her co-star shine. What do you guys think? First of all, if I signed up for a film with four people, and one of them thought that just throwing it up on Instagram was okay and not getting in this hair, not getting in this makeup, not doing these photos, not doing this whole press thing, I would legit be upset. I would not be upset with my co-stars because you never know what goes into somebody else's contract. I would be pissed with the production company in the studio.
I agree 100%. I feel like if you are doing X amount of work and your co-stars are falling short of that, I don't think that that's right. Obviously, there might be details that we don't know about. Maybe she's going through something or she's not feeling right, whatever it is. But Emma Watson, Timothy Chalamet, Saoirse Ronan, like these are all major stars. Like it's not like this isn't, Harry Potter didn't come out last year. I mean, Emma Watson is a bona fide star. I'm not saying that she's not, but I don't think she's too big to not do press for her movie.
Yeah, but we don't know what's going on behind the scenes. Emma Watson, you know, she is self-partnered.
Yes.
So she might just wanting to
she might be busy in her relationship.
Maybe she's working
in her relationship with herself. I mean, you never know.
I feel like you do a movie, you gotta do the press. But maybe, I don't think it's the Instagram. I don't think she thinks promoting it on Instagram is enough. I think there's gotta be another reason.
I'm waiting for Saoirse to talk about it, because you know she's gonna spill the tea in her acceptance speech at the Golden Globes.
Don't you think it's weird she's not doing press?
I think it's super weird.
I think it's super weird, but that's why I think there's more behind the scenes that we don't know, because I do think when there's a lot of big names on a movie like that,
everyone shows up, and you want to show up.
And when they're not showing up, it's like you can tell when there's a rift because they'll do press in different, like some will do the LA shows, some will do the New York shows, and they'll split them up. And it's very, like, I'm very weird about that stuff. Like, I can pick up on things like that.
Do you think there's rifts?
I mean, I just think there's more to it than
I agree with that. I think it's weird.
Who do you think she's riffing with? We'll talk about it.
A millionaire is inviting nice people to live on his paradise on his New Zealand island. Is that cool, creepy, or crazy? We'll discuss right after the break. Y'all really got into it on the white hot topics today. Y'all are white hot today, you two.
White hot.
I'm so lost.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Some stories are so out there that we can't decide if they're cool, creepy, or crazy, but we're going to try.
Yes, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So first up, a German millionaire is looking for nice people to live on his New Zealand island with him. He reportedly put an ad in the New Zealand Herald inviting people 70 years old and younger to live on his 543-acre property and start a new life. What's
right.
the catch here? What do you...
Such a weird way to say 70 and younger.
I know.
Up like, to 70 years ages? Old. You didn't trip on that. I would have... My dyslexic mind would have been like, what's going on?
Is it like Fantasy Island or is it like Jonestown? Is there a safe word when things get too freaky?
I know.
Can I see the other
you
two
guys.
People going to the orgy? I mean, the island?
Yeah, that's a weird, weird,
like,
weird
is
invite.
There, like, is there a plane that leaves every Thursday just in case I have to escape?
But don't you feel like it's comforting to know that there's a place for you to go if you need...
You know what? But the problem is he's looking for nice people, which means he's just looking for hot people. What if you sent your thing and he didn't pick you as one of the 10?
That's the thing. Like, is he just trying to, like, spread the wealth or is he trying to...
I don't know, but I think it's so weird. Like, you have millions of dollars and you just want people to come live a new life on an island. That's so creepy to me.
Clearly, he doesn't have a lot of friends.
Like, go volunteer somewhere. Like, donate your money somewhere. Like, do something.
So you're
with
saying
it.
Creepy. You're saying...
Creepy for sure, but like interesting.
I'm saying crazy because I'd probably do it.
I would too. I would go for a week.
100%.
We should go on location and see what it's all
about.
Come on,
let's got it.
You would not go on that island.
I would. 543 acres. I can lose myself if old man Jan tries to touch me. Like, I can run. He's old.
Old
I like an old
Jan.
White man with money.
You do.
Wow.
He does.
Wow. Very. All right, so sign you up. All right, well, Kourtney Kardashian says that her 10-year-old son, Mason, already has a skincare routine.
Okay.
Kourt shot a video for Harper's Bazaar where she shares her 8-step nighttime routine, and she says that she taught Mason about face masks, and now he's all about caring for his skin. Are you guys surprised? What are your thoughts on Son's child?
Not surprised at
not
all.
Not surprised at
his
all.
His dad is the most famous metrosexual man in the world.
He totally is. He is very coiffed and put together. I think it's great to teach your kids skincare from an early age. I
you
feel like
10?
10 is young, but it's also just right around where like puberty starts to happen. You get that like sort of like preteen acne.
No way. I feel like at 10 I was putting like glue on my face.
Well, that's the problem, Tanya.
That is
look at me now.
That's a deeper conversation.
Right?
I think it's it depends how extensive it is, but I think it's good to, it's never too early to teach your kids about skincare or hygiene. I mean, obviously, like, you know, she's not giving him a glycolic pad, but like just to kind of be aware of like I have to wash my face with soap and
yeah.
And that's what's on those face masks. It's like you can't even pronounce all the stuff in those masks.
No, but I think she's an organic, healthy.
Oh, she doesn't mess around.
No
Everything's
products.
Like almond milk.
Yes.
Face. Yeah.
And I think for me, myself, I grew up in the South. My mother never taught me about skincare. I was using one of those 3-in-1 shampoos until I was in college. And I didn't even know what SPF was.
Yeah.
Like, is that crazy that I did not know what SPF was until I was 20-something? Now to put myself in a situation where I use it on a daily routine, it's hard because I learned it at such an older age.
Yeah, I know. I think there's just something about like childhood and innocence, you know, like 10 years old, like I don't want to be like putting on a face mask. And...
But melanoma's not going to say, hey girl, your child, I'm not going to come for you.
I get your point. You don't want to be 10 years old and having to concern yourself with like things that you have,
yeah.
you're going to have to concern yourself
it's
so
like,
much
what, you
with
know,
later.
What's next? Like 5-year-olds shaving their legs?
That's a bit different.
But I get your point.
It's a slippery slope.
I think it's really more about being aware and saying this is how you kind of get ready in the morning. I mean, mm-hmm. how many kids are just disgusting?
I will say this.
Right?
Like, that's what they're supposed
disgusting.
To be.
Like disgusting. Like I was disgusting.
I was too in the mud, like rolling around in the grass.
Yeah,
no,
me
no,
too.
It's not
the
about
mud
that.
In the grass got me every time.
I can pinpoint an adult woman or man whose parents talk to them about hygiene later in life, or they learned it from a friend. I could tell the people, like, from dating a guy, I could tell, oh, your parents talked to you about hygiene when you were a kid because you have a different routine.
You are Justin is very specific about hygiene, about bathroom hygiene. Like, he judges people based on that. He judges people based on bad plastic surgery and hygiene.
Gene, like, I also judge people's friends. Like, if I have a girlfriend who her girlfriends didn't tell her about her situation, and I'm like, you have bad friends because you are friends with women, and they should tell you that your situation is not fine.
It's not fine.
And I'm gonna talk to you about it because your parents did not talk to you about feminine
hygiene.
It's
so true. Like, just the way parents raise their kids, like, that's why I think it's better to err on the side of caution than to, you know, 10 years old for a boy, I think, is also different from a girl. I agree with you. Like, if I was 10 years old, okay, if I had a 10-year-old daughter, I'll start again. If I was 10 years old and my mom, and I went to my mom and I was like, I want to highlight my hair, she would have been like, absolutely not.
Yeah,
but
I was in college.
And
I
that's
like,
not, right, but
facial,
that's your point. That was the point. That's the nail, that's a necessity, is taking care of yourself, and cleanliness is a necessity. Putting a, you know, a sulfur mask on at 10 years old, not necessary. Now, the best.
Greatest thing ever.
All right, well, still ahead, Dwayne Wade proudly speaks out about parenting his LGBTQ son. We'll dig into his powerful comments next.
Yes, there's a lot of alphabet.
That was a lot of, that was a mouthful.
We're adding.
That was a
lot. You forgot the I, the A, and the plus. Like, there's a lot of them.
I'm even speaking for my 12-year-old right now because I haven't allowed him to sit in front of a microphone yet. I had to look myself in the mirror when my son at the time was 3 years old, and me and my wife are having conversations about, you know, us noticing that, you know, he wasn't on the boy vibe as Zaire was on. Mm-hmm. And I had to look myself in the mirror and say, what if your son come home and tell you he's gay? What are you gonna do? How are you gonna be? How are you gonna act? It ain't about him. He knows who he is. Mm-hmm. It's about you. Who are you? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So all these people that's out there saying those things, look at yourself. Mm-hmm. Understand that you the one that got the issues.
That was Dwayne Wade on All the Smoke podcast talking about his son Zion. Justin, what was your first reaction when you heard that?
That he has a good woman behind him.
Mm-hmm.
Because I am telling you right now, being a man in the black community and dealing with something like a son that is gay, a lot of times the closest we get to acceptance is people sweeping it under the rug. Our dad sweeping it under the rug. Let's not talk about it. Don't ask, don't tell.
Right.
I think when you look at Dwayne Wade, I think two factors played into why he is the way he is. One, I think his wife encouraged him and made him open his eyes to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the second thing is, he had a role model in Magic Johnson and how Magic Johnson handled his son being different.
He looks like a little EJ with the glasses.
He kind of looks like EJ, you know, about his son being part of the alphabet people.
Right.
So for me, it's so special to see this because I know there's a lot of men who look up to Dwayne Wade as this athlete, as this hero, and will see this and now know what to do and how to think and how to really open your eyes to accept your kid, your nephew, your brother.
Yeah.
That is the special
thing.
No matter what the circumstance.
And what I thought was so powerful was when he was like, you know, he knows who he is.
Yeah.
You know, my son has no questions about who he is. It's you. It's how you're responding to him. So maybe that's something that you need to look at. And it's true. I mean, no matter who you are, no matter if you're like the epitome of masculinity or you play professional basketball or whatever, you could have a gay son.
Yeah.
And that's fine. And you should accept and love your children no matter what they want to be.
And I think it's such a beautiful thing to see because I know so many people that are going through this and it's heartbreaking to see that when their families don't accept it.
Which is the craziest.
It's crazy. It's so, and it literally affects me, like, personally. Like, seeing Dwayne speak out like that, it's just, I hope we continue to go in that direction.
Yeah, it is really crazy when you know people that are who they are, and then you're like, well, my dad doesn't speak to me. It's like, I'm so fortunate to have two people that if I literally said, I am going to live on a plot of land and I'm going to adopt a zebra and only speak to that zebra, they'd be like, okay.
We totally understand.
Me too.
I couldn't even imagine. My parents are the same way. Like, I literally could tell them that I want to, like, go live on a wherever, if in Mars for 20 with, you know, and they'd be like, we totally support you. I couldn't imagine.
You know, when I was younger, my mother, father, and my sister didn't really talk to me about what I knew they knew what was going on with me. And I remember watching Lifetime and the Matthew Shepard story came on.
Oof.
And if you've never heard of the Matthew Shepard story, you should really Google it because Matthew Shepard was such a beautiful person.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember thinking to myself, wow, that could really be me.
like, that could be me. And I remember retreating further into the closet, becoming homophobic, becoming like one of those self-hating gays because you didn't know, I didn't know another outcome.
Right.
The only movies I ever saw with gay men were they had HIV and died, or they got beat up and killed and in small towns. That was my reality. I was in a small town, and that guy was white. So I literally, in my mind for the longest time, that's what I believed happened to young gay men like myself who were different and who didn't have the support. And to see his parents support him and start this foundation and really help out other children who are going through this, you really should. The Matthew Shepard Foundation is one of my favorite charities ever, so.
When did you feel most comfortable? When did you start to really sort of recognize that you were most comfortable in who you were?
I felt most comfortable when I came to Los Angeles at 17 years old. And I stayed at a friend's house, and I snuck away. They went to Ledoux. I snuck out.
Oh, my God.
And Ledoux! I went to Ledoux!
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 Ledoux! Ledoux was the best time
Ledoux!
Were the Jonas Brothers there?
No! They were the children. But I snuck out Ledoux, and I went in a cab, and I remember getting to West Hollywood and seeing the rainbow signs and seeing all these gay men walk down the street and laughing
proudly.
And holding hands and proudly, and to go into my first ever gay club in a place where it wasn't, because all the gay clubs in my little town, they were tucked away at the backs of restaurants and basements.
Yeah.
To see gay men walk around in a big city and realize that it gets better and you can have a full life and be happy and thriving was one of the most amazing experiences.
Liberating,
I'm
sure.
It was liberating.
Yeah.
And I saw this guy named Ryan Floyd who still lives in LA and I still have a biggest crush on him. And I literally was like, okay, I'm moving here. There's places for us, there are people, there are resources, and it was one of the greatest things that ever happened to me.
Wow.
And
how many years were you struggling before that?
Oh, I knew I was gay when I was 5. I tried to kind of sort of tell my parents at like 6 or 7.
From 5 to 17, think about all those years.
Crazy. No, it was nuts.
It was
gnarly.
Yeah. And look at where you are now.
Right.
Exactly. It all works out. Remember that. Okay, up next, do you need a last-minute present for your friends? Our Daily Pop Holiday Gift Guide is here to help with that, and that's next.
Double Mint Twins.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
It is the final day of our holiday gift guide, and this one is for the friends.
Yes, it is. Okay.
I want to say they're probably one of the hardest to shop for, so if you need some ideas, we've got some, and they're all under $100. And don't worry if you missed anything. All the gifts that we've covered this week is up on eonline.com/shop. I've done all my holiday shopping.
You are prepared.
I am prepared, so let's get right into it for that friend. So we all have that one friend who can sleep anywhere. That's me.
That's not me.
I love this ostrich pillow. You can put it on. It literally blocks out all the light. If you're on a plane and you know that person that loves that window seat, this is like the perfect thing for them.
This is good. How much
is this? It's amazing. It is $99.
And I'm telling you. You can use it as a pillow too.
You can use it as a pillow. It's easy to clean. It's amazing.
Genius. Okay.
All right. Now for that friend who has, you know, a bit of a problem like me. I love these gifts from Batches. I like to keep it classy with these holiday gift pouches. It's actually a 2-in-1 gift because you know what? When your friends come over and they get a little lit, as Mark and Stewart likes to do, they won't break your glasses anymore.
Ooh, this is good. Is this Gatorade?
Isn't this great? Mm. It's amazing. They also have these fun phone cases. Rise and Shine is my favorite. But I think what's gonna be the stocking stuffer of the year, for all you Big Little Lies fans, I Will Not Be Rich Tumblr, made famous by Laura Dern's character. You should keep this in Big Little Lies.
I know, I'm gonna need to take all this today.
$20, people.
$20.
Get this. All right, give the gift of pampering. The Asutras Share the Love Kit, this set comes with this roller. Unbelievable. You love this thing.
I love our jade roller. They're
what
the
do
best.
You put yours
this
in?
Is rose quartz. I do it in the fridge. I make them very cold so they de-puff under the eyes.
Every single morning, a body scrub, a body oil. I mean, who does not love a good pampering sesh?
I love it. When you take the afternoon and you're like, I'm going to just exfoliate. I'm going to take time to check in with myself. My favorite
time.
It's for
time. Yourself. You got to get this. $60, three things. This is unbelievable. Side note, they sell this alone for $50 by itself.
That's true. That is
so
a very good
this
point.
This is like a whole discount. Situation. All right, we all have those friends who have those adorable kids, and they like to take those photos of those adorable kids and rub it in your face. So
in
you might
size.
As well be a part of it, because Burt's Bees has this unbelievable matching Dashing Deer family pajamas that you can get for them and their kids.
Baby.
They're organic, they're super soft, and they go from $11 to $32.
That's a good gift.
Side note, you should buy yourself a pair and go take pictures with the kids, because thirst traps are better with kids to get more likes. So I will be buying this for myself.
Kids are the new puppies.
And my friend's kids. Okay, anybody out there who's trying to buy a gift for me and a jet setter friend in your life, now they can be prepared for their in-flight with this WMP carry-on cocktails kit. They come with enough ingredients for not one, but two cocktails. So if you're lucky and you get sit next to that hot guy on the plane, you can mix up a cocktail with him. There is a Bloody Mary mix.
Don't worry, I got the booze on hand. They're like,
right?
Crazy.
There is like a Bloody Mary mix, the champagne cocktail. And what I love, because I'm normally like a nice tequila or a bourbon guy, and I can just drink it on the rocks.
He's drinking it right now.
But sometimes I'll take a cheap air flight and they won't have the good booze. So it's nice to have a good mix.
Ginger syrup? This
ginger
is
syrup.
Fabulous.
It comes with everything. Okay. Who's got that one friend who thinks she's Kim Kardashian and can do makeup with everybody and can contour and highlight? This Urban Decay Honey Pot gift set is for that friend. It's got everything that you need for day or night. You can keep it in your car. You can whip it up. You can figure it all out. Morgan Stewart, guess how much this costs.
How much?
The price is right next to your face. It's $59, everybody.
I'm supposed to read and Vanna White? This is ridiculous.
It comes with every single thing.
It does. It's a honeypot too. Cute name. Love that.
All right. The gay men out there that travel with their friends who like to bring a lot of jewelry on a trip and it always gets tangled and you sit the first night in a room untangling jewelry. This is for you. I'm telling you right now, the Pottery Barn McKenna Leather Travel Jewelry Box right here keeps all your jewelry. Show them.
Open I feel it. Like you guys are going to have to pay for my manicures now.
It keeps all your jewelry separate. It comes with this mirror. This is cute. It's classy. For the girlier girl in your life, you get the pink one. For the tomboy in your life, you get the gray one. And look, it looks like Tom Ford, and it can double as a purse.
Oh, the purse flex!
You see that? A bag.
Oh my God, we're red carpeting!
It's a bag.
That is it. At first I thought this was for things that you roll up.
No, it's a bag. It's a bag. Literally, Pottery Barn. Get this, $49. And that is our gift guide. We hope you are able to check off your holiday list this year. Make sure you go to eonline.com/shop. You can buy this entire guide for friends, for the men's, for the girls, everyone.
Everyone.
All right, guys, still ahead, Sterling K. Brown. Whether or not it's offensive to be considered a sex symbol, we'll talk about that next. I'm still in the Urban Decay. In this cocktail.
I'm drinking a single one. What? Hello, Sterling K. Brown in Playboy. I know what you're thinking, but unfortunately, he's fully clothed. The This Is Us stars asked all about his newfound sex symbol status in The Issue, which is out now. He says it's nice to have your sexuality celebrated as long as you're being celebrated as celebrated in total as a whole human being and not fetishized for one particular thing.
Yes, I agree.
Right? So what do you guys think? Is being called a sex symbol, is it good? Is it bad? Are we into it? Is it outdated?
I think when you're an actor, a model, or anyone that's in front of the camera, when someone calls you hot or a sex symbol or that pretty girl, it always has an expiration date.
You think so?
I think, yes.
That just hurt
me. No, I'm telling you.
I agree.
It always has an expiration date.
I'm single AF.
I think a lot of actors who were called sex symbols in the past had to do extreme things to wash that sex symbol thing away from them. Think about Charlize Theron in Monster or Matthew McConaughey, who was the sex symbol of the decade. Think of what he had to do at Dallas Buyers Clubs to get people to see him as something else.
You get so hard being sexy and hot.
No, no.
intelligent side of me. It's so hard.
I get what you're saying. It's easier, I guess, to get through life if you're beautiful, and obviously doors open up for you. I think easier, whatever the situation might be. But I feel like if you are somebody who is so beautiful but also so talented, people usually just kind of chalk you up to being like, well, he's hot, but what can he really do? Or she's pretty, but like, can she really act? And I do think he has a good point with these people, the ones that have truly broken the mold and have shown their true talent, have had to strip away all of the looks for people to take them seriously.
Trudy's had to play a killing lesbian 200 pounds overweight.
Yeah, it's true.
Matthew McConaughey had to get AIDS for people to take him serious.
I'm not laughing at that. It's so extreme. I know. It's so hard for me to like sit here and be like, it's
you
so
don't pity.
Hard. I mean, like, if somebody called me a sex symbol, I'd be like, thank you.
Yeah, but if somebody called you a sex symbol for 10 years...
And that's all you were.
That's all you were known for, even though you've been on radio next to one of my baby daddies, Ryan Seacrest, for so long, and you've been a host, and you've helped cure cancer.
You know what it is? It's like, well, you did Lady Sitting for a season, but like, it's like, oh, well, she's that girl from that show, right? That rich kid show. Like, it's like, well, no. You know, it's just shed sort of people's...
ideas.
I know,
and I mean,
you.
Like, I think Sterling K. Brown, I feel like he is so multi-layered, like, you literally, it's... like, he's just... Ooh.
Have you been watching Marvelous Mrs. Maisel? I can't...
He's a new
Sterling in that show. He's, like, on it. He's hot, but he's also kind of mean, and mm-hmm. I like it.
Oh,
ooh, you're a sick bitch.
Oh, I love it.
I know.
You need to call Dana.
Yeah, no, we had a breakthrough this week. One breakthrough per week.
You need to call Dana, you sicko.
Everybody that goes on Marvelous Mrs. Maisel just gets, like, 10 times hotter.
Also,
like, did you see Zachary Levi season 2?
No, but by the way, did you know that Lenny Bruce is a real person? Side note.
Yeah, duh.
I did. Yeah, no, I did, too. I know. I knew that, too.
Yeah,
okay.
Let's get some tweets.
All right, we are reading some of your tweets. On our hygiene conversation, Tiana says, bathroom hygiene speaks wonders of a person. I also check people's water intake. So many people don't drink enough of it.
That's taking true. It to the next level.
That's a really good point.
If you're checking people's pants, like, we have a problem. You need to talk
no,
to someone. Yeah.
No, meaning how much they're drinking.
Right. You know the difference between a grape and a raisin?
Yeah.
Water.
Oh, I was like, is this a trick? What's happening?
And I was like, okay. Oh, shit.
I got it. On Dwayne Wade's message, Kara says it's amazing what Dwayne Wade uses his celebrity platform to talk about acceptance and love, no matter the circumstances. A great message. Mm-hmm. We agree. And Jessica has a message for Justin. She says, I'm so sorry you felt you needed to retreat into the closet when you were younger. I'm so happy you are living your best life now, babe.
Yes.
By the way, thank you so much for that, Jessica. I don't feel sorry for myself, and I don't want people to feel sorry for me because I had to retreat in that closet,
right.
I had such a good bursting out that I had made up for lost time.
Yes.
As an adult, and I'm happy with my life.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Thank
true
you,
story.
Though.
Very true. All right, up next, a hypnotherapist is here to show us how to de-stress and get ready for 2020. I cannot wait, so don't go anywhere.
I made up for a lot of it, girl.
You did.
It is almost time to say goodbye to 2019.
Finally.
So let's let go of all the bad and get ready to start fresh. And here to help us with that is celebrity hypnotherapist and author Kimberly Friedmutter. Sister, thank you so much for coming here.
Pleasure.
What exactly is hypnotherapy? Because we've seen it in the movies, we've seen it on TV. Can you give me like the quickest explanation of it so they can understand it.
I was just working with Emma.
Right.
I was just working with Emma Watson, and she'll be joining the cast, just doing the right thing, just so you
yeah.
know.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it works like that. It's
my
really,
girl.
It's the part of the mind that does the heavy lifting. It's like the emotions, it's your addictions, it's all the things you think about, your morality. It's everything that's important is in the subconscious. So to answer your question, you know how you go in the refrigerator and you look at things like,
yes.
I don't remember what I came in here for. You
yes.
go to a film yeah. and you start to shed a tear, but you know it's the actors. That's trance. Anything that mesmerizes you or entrances you. You can see that I'm entranced by small, shiny objects.
So
most
are
men.
We.
Yes. Most men. We're entranced by big, shiny objects.
Yes.
Boats, planes, cars, right? So
yeah.
whatever
we're entranced by Jason Derulo.
So it's the part of your mind that's your gut, your instinct, your intuition. It's all like the good stuff, which is why I chose to go into it, because I thought that's the part of me, you know, the higher self of you, the better part of you,
oh,
the
wow.
part that you bring forward.
How do you train, like, tap into that.
Right. So we all have it. Women try to corner the market on it, women's intuition, but men have it too, so you're in luck.
Good to know.
You can continue to sit here and so join the girls. But what happens is you start to honor the things that are that little tap on the shoulder. Did I close the garage door? Did I turn off the oven? All of those little moments, if you do that for a week, as sure as I'm sitting here, you will convince yourself that that little voice is what you're listening to for your better good. Finding great parking spaces, knowing who's
there's
good for you.
There's nothing better than finding a parking spot in front of the nail salon.
I do that. Like, I mentally, I'm like, I'm like the parking genie.
You
and I
are literally self-hypnotizing yourself. Okay. Because that subconscious mind has access to greater impressions than you physically have access to. Like, I could give you envelopes and you could open them up after you draw on them and see what's inside, and you would have drawn what's inside without ever seeing it. We'll do that next time.
But for this time, I need you to help us to get over the stress and the bad things of 2019.
Isn't it
so
time?
Can you show us some steps that we can all do on our own to help us let go of that negativity?
Absolutely. Okay, so first thing is find a point in the room that you just want to focus on. It can be anywhere. So just stare at a
camera.
Of course, she goes to the camera.
Yeah. Hello. Right. Okay. So look at the camera, whatever your point is. And then I want you to think of something that's really upsetting for you. Get yourself all stirred up in a negative emotion just for the purpose of the exercise. Because normally you would be in this negative emotion.
You want anger, right?
Anger, sadness, fear, hurt, it doesn't matter what it is. Pick any of them. Frustration, annoyance, whatever. So feel that. And now I want you to place your tongue at the top of your mouth, the roof of your mouth, and I want you to let your eyesight, while you're focusing on that point, move into peripheral vision. So diffuse your focus. Let your eyesight move to either side. Now you should start to feel that bad emotion, negative emotion release now. If you don't, for some reason, do your hands like this.
So I'm just trying to figure out what peripheral means.
I was trying to get my eyes to go
by the way. You're just in that chair. I'll give it to you.
I saw you struggling. She's like this.
The P word.
The roof of your mouth, I feel like it's also that sucks your chin in, your cheeks in for a photo.
It's also a very good look for a photo. Mm-hmm. What happens is that combines your voluntary and involuntary nervous system. So that's just a function of it. You can also do this while you're sleeping. So if you're sleeping, you're insomniac, you wake up in the night with your eyes closed, imagine a focal point, let your eyes diffuse. It's kind of the same theory as going like this with the sheep, you know, when you do the sheep across
wait,
the
face. Wait, does that mean to make your eyes diffuse? Does that mean go separate ways?
You really don't know.
No, we're not an X-Men.
I love you.
How did Tanya get the job?
I thought he was kidding.
Who hired Tanya?
I thought he was kidding. Read my book. Connect with your subconscious.
No, you're not wrong, because when I think of that, I think of it the same way. I'm like, well, both my eyes can't glaze over.
So
if you want us to take a left.
No, they can. No, peripheral vision is that. So you're actually taking in more information. The reason it works is because you're getting the macro picture, the big picture. So while I'm staring straight ahead, this macro picture, you can read in this, you can drive in
this.
So
your eyes can stay forward, but you know what's going on behind next to you.
Yes, right. That's the point.
I get it,
because
I know.
Because all negative emotions are from the focusing on that negative emotion, and you can't think of two things
at the same time. So if I want someone to text me, I should look at the text and go to the peripheral?
Exactly, and then think of them.
Well, I'm going to do that during
periphery
the break.
Maybe that'll work on Dev Patel.
Yeah. There's a camera. You can tell him. John Mayer and I, we are so close. Except not.
He needs
Except
to be in periphery, too.
He does.
I'll work on that.
He's on this side now.
I'm feeling angered and triggered by the fact that these two had to be told a peripheral means.
Yeah, I know what peripheral means, but splitting your eyes.
Yeah,
I feel like a reptile.
You know it is?
Right.
I think it's when you think about it, if you look at the point, and it's almost like a camera trying to get into focus. So, like, you turn the lens and you kind of outfocus
it. You soften it.
You soften it a little bit.
You have that much control over your eyes.
Thank you for joining us today. We really appreciate it. Kimberly's book, best-selling book, actually, Subconscious Power, Use Your Inner Mind to Create the Life You've Always Wanted, is on stance now. We'll have more with Daily Pop just ahead.
Yes.
Tanya.
I love you, too.
I don't care who you are, Mark Wahlberg's body is goals, but it takes work. All right, he's up at 2:30, does a prayer and breakfast, works out at 3:40 to 5:15 a.m., eats again, golfs, then has a snack, in fact, a lot of snacks. does cryo chamber for recovery, gets some work done, then picks up his kids from school, another workout at 4, bedtime at 7:30. Could you do this? By the way, the only person who can't do this is his wife, because where's her time?
Wait, I don't understand. What I don't get, 2:30 in the morning seems, I mean, we get up at 5 and that's brutal. I cannot, 2:30 seems a little unnecessary.
It's, see, that's like that's gnarly.
Gnarly is the only
gnarly
word.
I'm really mad at this show right now because, Rebecca, that should say, would you hit it? Not, would you do it? That graphic at the bottom should say, would you hit it?
He is hot, and he has maintained that body, let me tell you. I mean, it's hard work, I guess, to get to look like that.
But is it worth it?
It is worth it.
I think it's for him. I think mentally he feels best. He's hypnotizing himself, right? Is that what it is?
Well, you guys, that is our show. We would all hit it. Come up for Monday. It's our holiday special. We're making a list of who's been naughty and who's been nice.
Bye.
Bye.
Ta-ta.
We would all hit it.
Please.
Who what?
We would hit it.
No,
you hit it. Mark
Wahlberg. Thank you.
No.
Thanks for listening to the podcast edition of Daily Pop. Remember, we've got a new episode every day. Make sure to subscribe and have a great rest of your day.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.